Welcome to Market Your Business Right, the podcast that's all about helping you improve your writing to better market and grow your business. And here's your host, Rob Fortier.
Hello, my writers, and welcome back to another episode of Market Your Business Right. I'm your host, Rob Fortier, and as always, thank you for taking time out of your day to listen. So today, we're going to be talking a little bit about writing content. So if you've got subscribers on your mailing list, or followers on your blog, or social media fans, you know that you need to keep them engaged with content that provides value. But if you find that writing always falls to the bottom of your to-do list, well, I'm going to help you out today. I'm going to give you 7 steps to write content quickly to get your stuff done and get it out the door. And these are techniques you can use to write blog posts or articles or newsletters or even social media posts. So let's jump in. So the first step I want you to do is I want you to choose a specific topic. So think about, why do you open an email or why do you read an article or a blog post? Consider that. What makes you click on a headline? Now, chances are it's because the content promises to give you information on a specific topic in order to help you achieve a desired outcome. So in terms of getting your article done quickly, the more specific your topic, the easier it's going to be for you to write. So think about your intended audience for this piece of content and your area of expertise and ask yourself, okay, how will my article provide value to the reader? What questions does my audience have? What are the problems they are trying to solve? What would they like to learn how to do? And what's the desired outcome the reader hopes to achieve? So consider those questions for a second before you just jump in and start writing. So we want to get you on a really focused, tight topic. So your goal is to provide value and be a resource while providing the solution to a problem. Yes, I want to know about that. That is the reaction that you're going for when you're making this kind of content. People don't make time to read something that isn't of interest to them, no matter how well it's written. So it needs to be interesting and helpful. So if you're not sure what to write about, look for questions being asked in your area of expertise out in the world. Quora.com, that's Quora.com, lets you see specific questions in lots of different categories. So do a search on there. Check out discussions on Facebook or in LinkedIn groups that you belong to. Another great site to check out is called AnswerThePublic.com. It's really fun to use. You put in a topic and you get a multitude of questions that you can answer in creating your content. So check out those places for some sources. So if you already have an email list or you are working with clients and they have questions, chances are other people have the same question too. So use those to write about as well. So step number 2. Build your article around 5 to 7 key points. So once you know your topic and how this is going to benefit the reader, it's really time to brainstorm the meat of the article. So make your article easy to digest and easy to write by breaking it down into 5 to 7 points. Now, these points should be the action steps or the most important pieces of the information the reader needs to know. So studies have shown that the simple act of breaking up larger chunks of information into odd-numbered batches really helps the brain process information. So brainstorm all the points you want to include, but just put everything in there, kitchen sink, whatever you got, all the points you think are important. So you may end up with a whole bunch, like 10 or more, and you know what? That's okay. So once you have this list, I want you to go back and review it and ask yourself, what are the most important takeaways the reader needs to know? So what's the logical order of the points so that a reader can solve his or her problem step by step? So remember, this is not a complete how-to guide. It's okay if we don't include every single detail. So 300 to 500 words is a great target length if you're doing an email. Now, if you're doing a blog post, you want to go longer for search engine optimization purposes. So that's probably more of a 1200 to 1500 word target, but 300 to 500 if you're doing an email, and probably even shorter if it's going to be a social media post. You really don't want to overwhelm the reader with too much information. And that is something, as experts out there in the world who are writing, you're guilty of, I'm guilty of it too. We have so much we want to share. We just want to stuff it all in there, but this is not the place to do that. So you're going to want to write 3 to 5 sentences around each point. Be sure to use a different treatment like bolding on the name of each step. And this is going to make it easier for someone to digest the main points of your content quickly if they are pressed for time. So step 3, write the opening paragraph last. Okay. Don't start at the beginning. I know Maria from the Sound of Music said, start at the very beginning. It's a very good place to start, but not when you're writing this kind of content. So a lot of folks, they get stuck on how to start an article. They agonize over it. They take like hours to find the perfect hook and just really jump into it. And what happens when you do that is you end up wasting a lot of time staring at a blank screen or a blank piece of paper, because you want to come up with something clever that's going to grab the reader's attention. So my advice, don't start with the start. If you write the opening paragraph after you've written the main point, you'll be much more familiar with the topic and you'll be really focused and into it, and you'll be ready to go back and write the opening paragraph. So you'll know where everything's headed and you'll have an easier time introducing readers to what they are about to experience with your content. You want your intro to be short and grab the reader's attention from the start. Now, if your reader is bored after the first 3 sentences, there is no way they'll make it through the entire piece. So you'll want to include 1 or 2 sentences on what the article is about and 1 or 2 sentences on why the topic covered is important. So a few other opening options: start with something odd or unexpected. Ask a question. Refer to a concern or question the reader may have. Tell a story, or have the reader imagine a scenario. Now, I know I said to only do a couple of sentences in the beginning to open it. If you're going to tell a story, you can go a little bit deeper, but don't get carried away. So now let's talk about step 4, creating the attention-grabbing title. So you want to create a title that gets the reader's attention and let them know what to expect in the piece. So oftentimes, the best way to do this is to include the problem your article or blog post or email is going to solve. So ways to create a great title: use how to do something. Use numbers, especially odd numbers, 3, 5, 7. Include an amount of time. Promise a benefit or ask a question. Now, you can also play around with this title creating formula. It's number or trigger word plus adjective plus a keyword plus a promise. So number or trigger word plus adjective plus keyword plus promise. So let me give you a few examples. How to effortlessly create 30 days of amazing Facebook posts in less than an hour. Gosh, that word effortlessly is hard to say. Effortlessly. 5 essential steps to closing the sale every time, or 7 underrated techniques for losing 10 pounds in a week. So those are just some other examples of ways you can come up with titles, but don't get bogged down by this. Again, we're not going for perfect. We're going for, hey, what's going to be serviceable so we can get this finished and out the door. So let's move on to step 5. Get the first draft done quickly. Many writers have a tendency to edit and rework the writing as they go, because you know why? They get fearful that if they don't make the sentence perfect, it's never going to be right. So let me fix it 10 times before I move on. So I want you to resist this temptation. Once you start writing, get your ideas put down and out of your head as fast as you possibly can. Don't rework it as you go. To avoid breaking your concentration, be sure to eliminate anything that beeps, buzzes, pops, or bings. Put your cell phone in another room or turn it off. Close your email. Deactivate any notifications on your computer. Studies show that it can take up to 25 minutes to get back on track and focused after being interrupted. And that's time you can't afford to waste if you're trying to finish something and get it out the door. Now, I'm not saying you should rush while you're writing and end up creating something that's garbled and unreadable, but what I am saying is that done is way better than perfect. Have you ever heard of Parkinson's Law? It states that work expands to fill the time available for its completion. The more time you allow yourself, the longer it will take you to get this finished. So try setting a timer for 25 to 30 minutes and see just how much you can get done in that period. Once the timer goes off, take a 5-minute break and then come back for another round. Seeing the minutes tick by may help keep you from procrastinating. And once you get the first draft done, you can go back and do your editing. So step 6, include a call to action. So far, you've done an amazing job crafting something that will keep your reader engaged with valuable content. So now what? Many writers just wrap it up with a nice closing paragraph, but what they should be doing is continuing the conversation or connection with the reader by using what's called a CTA, a call to action. CTAs are basically invitations for your readers to take a certain action. Now, these calls to action should coincide with your piece, of course. For example, if you were reading an article on the 7 most powerful types of social media posts, the CTA at the end might include a link to download additional resources on the subject. You wouldn't want the CTA to be a link to your favorite chocolate chip cookie recipe. So, a few types of CTAs you might include: hey, reply with a comment or ask a question. Download an ebook, guide, or a checklist. Hey, schedule a call with me. Would you share this on social media? Or follow us on social media. Sign up for a free trial. Or respond to a limited time offer. Make the request simple for the reader to do. Don't ask them to do 17 things. One is plenty. Trust me. And our final step, step 7, go back and clean it up. Nothing is more distracting when you're reading something and you find it's full of odd punctuation, misspelled words, and grammar mistakes. So before you send this out into the world, be sure to proofread it. If you have time, step away from it for a few hours or look at it the following day. You'll be much more likely to catch mistakes with fresh eyes. But since this is all about writing the stuff quickly and getting out the door, the fastest way to really proofread it is to read it backwards, one sentence at a time. It's much easier to spot mistakes when you view the words in a different order. This technique forces you to look at individual sentences, and your brain is less likely to automatically make assumptions as to what should be there. A few other strategies: read it out loud and ask, "Does this make sense?" Use spell check. Look for misused words that spell check will miss. There versus there, T-H-E-I-R versus T-H-E-R-E, or two, and two, T-W-O-T-O-T-O-O. Use a free tool like Grammarly.com to check for errors. Grammarly is a great website. It's G-R-A-M-M-A-R-L-Y.com. And there's a free version and a paid version. So check it out. So here we are. 7 steps. We've written a piece, put it together. We checked it. It's ready to go. Send it out. So there you have it. My 7 tips for writing quickly. I hope you found this helpful and inspirational, and you're going to go out and write. Make that commitment to yourself to create great content, but don't labor over it forever. If you're new to the podcast, I would really appreciate it if you rated it and reviewed it. That really helps more people be able to find it, and that helps us be able to help more people to write better. And again, thank you for spending time with me, and I can't wait to connect with you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening. For all the links and show notes about today's episode, please visit Market Your Business Right. That's W-R-I-T-E. .com. If you enjoyed the show, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you'd like to learn more about writing emails to your subscribers, get 5 free templates from Rob at nurtureemailtemplates.com. That's NURTURE, emailtemplates.com.